Many Australians suffering from a sharp headache or persistent cough regularly use medications containing the drug codeine. They're currently available over-the-counter at a pharmacy, but soon you could need a prescription from a doctor. The Therapeutic Goods Administration makes the recommendation in an interim report. It says the risks of addiction or a bad reaction outweigh the benefit codeine provides. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The interim report from the TGA's Advisory Committee on Medicine Scheduling recommends that from June next year, all codeine-based products require a doctor's prescription. It says the benefit of the pain relief provided by products like Nurofen Plus or Panadeine Extra is low compared to the risk of patients having a bad reaction, and there's increasing evidence of addiction and harm from abuse. The Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Stephen Parnas, says they back the TGA to make an appropriate decision.
The evidence is the key to making the decision here. It's not about anyone's interests other than the patient.
He says those with chronic pain need a much more comprehensive treatment plan than over-the-counter medicines.
One of the issues about the use of codeine is that it should only be used if over-the-counter for short-term pain relief, and yet it appears from the evidence that it's used for longer-term relief. The other issue is that there might be more suitable alternatives to be used, such as anti-inflammatories combined with paracetamol, which don't carry that risk of harm.
But the Pharmacy Guild of Australia says codeine products do make a difference, and making them prescription only will increase the workload for doctors and force up Medicare costs.
The majority of people do use these quite safely and wisely, these products.
The Guild's president is George Tambassas.
But they do look after the pain of a lot of people out there that perhaps paracetamol and aspirin and maybe, you know, the anti-inflammatories that we've also got to choose in terms of our recommendations do not.
The Guild says it'll continue to press for a real-time monitoring system to make sure patients are using the drugs correctly. Guild President George Tambassas says a similar system's already used to keep track of pseudoephedrine, which can be used to make illicit drugs.
If we pick up on these people that are either using these products too much or it's obvious that they're addicted to them, we'll deal with that if we have the data in front of us.
That sort of monitoring system is strongly supported by the industry body representing manufacturers of over-the-counter medicines. The CEO of the Australian self-medication industry, Dion Shumby, says the recommendation to reschedule codeine-based cough suppressants is particularly baffling.
Because there's been really no evidence to date of any abuse of those medicines. Scheduling, we believe, is a very blunt instrument. And also, there is absolutely no guarantee by moving it into prescription-only medicines that will address the risk.
The TGA will accept submissions about the interim report for the next fortnight, and a final decision is expected by late November.
Naomi Woodley reporting there.